223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Thank you, my Father. What a precious opportunity and honor to be able to come, Father, all the way into your business, Father, and obtain mercy to help us in our time of need. We thank you once again, Father, for this awesome privilege and opportunity for what you are doing. You are summoning us in your very breath, so that we might speak for the King's temple and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, my Father, in this hour. So, Father, right now, Father, we lift up our cup. Hallelujah. And we say unto you, Father God, that you would feed us, Lord. Feed us, Father, from the bread of life, from the King's table. And that you would minister to all of us, my Father, what you would have us to know, Father, this hour, concerning, Lord, you, your kingdom, your children, and the keys that governs your kingdom. So, Father, here we are, once again, in your presence. Now, Lord, use these lips of clay to speak to all our hearts, my Father, so that we might grow in the knowledge of you, with all wisdom and spiritual understandings. For this purpose, Father, so that we might know you much more than we do. So that we might serve you much more than we do. So that we might love you and obey you and honor you much more than we do. That we might bring glory to your name much more than we do, my Father. And Lord, that we might not only know you and that, but that we might know Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's available to all of us through his death, his burial, and the very fact that the Holy Spirit raised him up from the dead, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might, so that we might have a working knowledge of that, an understanding of that we might know you, Jesus, who you sent, the power that's available to all of us right now through his resurrection by the Holy Spirit, and that we might know, Father, hallelujah, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, that we might know you, Jesus, who you sent, and the Holy Spirit who's at work in the earth today. Now, Father, here we are. Speak to our hearts. And as in always, we'll give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For this is your kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forever. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. As always, it's an honor and a privilege to go before the throne of grace, you know, with you all. You know, I say something to you here And perhaps, I don't know if you take it lightly, but you don't need to take it lightly. Hey, listen, every time, you know, on this radio broadcast, it's not just an honor and a privilege for to go before the presence of the Lord, but I think, you know, what just as great as I'm concerned is I get a chance to go there with all of you. So let God summon all of us into his very presence. We want to praise God because he want to speak to each one of us himself. He want to develop through this ministry. That's the purpose for it. Through this ministry that he puts on this radio, his purpose is for you to help you develop your personal relationship with your Father. Thank God for the corporate relationship. Thank God for the way we act and talk and live, you know, out there, especially among other believers, you know. And that's all our corporate relationship with God. But I'm talking about something personal now. That's one-on-one. That's where everything is out in the open. Well, nothing is here before him anyway, so I'm not about a personal relationship with him. But therein is the fulfillment of life when you can come back into that personal relationship with your Father in heaven. That's what Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden in the first two chapters of the Bible. They had a personal relationship with their Creator, with their Father in heaven, with their source and their sustainer. And that's what it was all about. God fellowshipping, boy, with his family, with his sons, with his children. Unbroken fellowship. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that kind of life? Walking and talking with God all day, every day. No matter what the circumstance, situation, something might be, boy, you're in the presence of the Most High God. Ain't got no rebellion, no sin, no death. No demons, no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no racism. None of that. Just a personal relationship, boy, with the Most High God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about something that's personal. Personal relationship with the Most High God. Well, boy, you in the presence of the Most High God and you fellowship in the community and walking and talking with him, boy, in the cool of the day. Boy, that we might know that in everything that we are doing in our corporate relationship with our Father in heaven is a means to that one end. What? Your personal relationship with your Father in heaven. So that's where it all started at. And that's where it all, that where he wanted all to end it out. When it's all said and done, that's where it's going to end up at. In a personal relationship with our Father in heaven. I'm talking about personal. Hallelujah. That's his desire. That's what he wants. That's what he after. And that's what he's going to have. Hey, why? Because he's the Most High God. And what he say, boy, that's what's going to go. Hallelujah. And boy, I'm telling you, boy, he said some things. And the devil don't ever want you to come into the knowledge of what he said. That's why he don't ever want you to come in behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God so that you can hear what he say. Thank God for you hearing, man, you know, what we say, you know, about him and those things like that. That's a good thing, but that's just eating from the service table. But the whole purpose of eating for the service table, you know, is so that you can come to the knowledge that you can go behind the veil and eat from the king's table. The only purpose for that corporate relationship, man, between the apostles and prophets, the fivefold ministry, and the body of Christ, is to help you develop, man, your personal relationship for your personal ministry, for your personal assignment, for your personal purpose and reason for your existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what he called all of us into, and that's what he wants more than anything else, you know, is to develop that. Develop what, Arthur? Develop, man, that personal relationship, glory to God, between you and your Father in heaven. Why? Because that's his greatest desire. He just want to commune with his family. He just want to be one with his family. Everything that he's doing in the area, that's why the Bible says he gave us a ministry. What ministry is that? The ministry of reconciliation. What is that? To go into all the world and let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, for hooking mankind back up to himself. Cleansing you from all your unrighteousness for that purpose. Why? So that, boy, he can come and once again dwell on the inside of every last one of us, in our spirits. by the power of the Holy Spirit. That way you got a personal relationship, boy, hallelujah, with the Most High God. Personal. Well, that's greater than all of the corporate relationship that we had together, boy, all put together. And watch this. As we develop in that personal relationship, our personal relationship with him, and come to know him and the power of his resurrection, well, then when we come together as a corporate relationship, man, you're talking about church. You won't only be having good church, but you'll be having good church because you'll know that, boy, you are the church. And that when you go out into your personal experience and in everyday life out in this world, man, then you display in man glory of God, the glory of God. You're displaying, man, that character and nature of the Most High God that you get from being in his presence. Therefore, boy, you go out and be the church. What you mean, be the church? Be, boy, an ambassador of Christ. What you mean? Be a representative man of God. Not of our church or our denomination or our belief system or our religion or our Christianity. No. Be a representative man of your source and your sustainer, who your Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Well, boy, to display him in the earth. That's what it means when he say he manifests his glory. And he said he ain't going to share that glory with nobody else. Can't nobody else do that in the earth but his family or son. Do what, Arthur? Manifest his glory in the earth. How you manifest? What do you mean manifest his glory? Show forth and express the express image and character and nature and likeness of our Creator. What that is, that's being a church then. So when we go out into the world, we don't show the world the Christians of the Christ. We show the world, boy, the Christ of the Christians. Hallelujah. That's why we made Christianity a religion where it can compete with all the other religions. Buddhists and Muslims and Hindus and all the other different pagan religions that's out there in the world, boy. We made, man, Christianity, man, a religion. Therefore, why it's competing with all the other religions. What? For the market. What? Souls. The souls of mankind. And man, Christianity ain't no religion. That ain't what the intended reason for its existence is. Christianity, man, is being ambassadors of Christ, representative of Christ, not of a denomination, not of a prophet or evangelist or pastor or teacher or church or organization or denomination, man, but being a representative, man, of Christ. Being conformed to the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ. All those things that he was doing in the earth and him coming and manifesting himself in the earth, one of the main reasons for him coming and doing that, boy, was to show you and I, us, what we can do, how we supposed to be living, what we lost in Adam, and, boy, what had been restored back to us through him. Where you discover all that is, you discover that in the presence of the Most High God when you walk and talk with him in the cool of the day. So you can hear the word out there from the serving table and never know by dead. Listen, you can actually for the last, I wouldn't think I'd be doubting if I say for the last 1,500 to the last 1,800 years, that's what the majority of the church, man, has been proclaiming. What? The good news, man, about Jesus instead of the good news that he preached. What's the good news that he preached? That, boy, because of God's love for you, boy, he have sent me, boy, to be the way, the truth, and the life. The way to what? The way back into the presence of the Most High God. The truth about what? The truth about who we really are, where we really come from, why we really here, what we really can do, the potential that's on the inside of us, and where we really going to end up at. The truth, the reality of that. And all your boy is here. Glory to God. To show us, boy, the potential that's on the inside of us. What we can do, and boy, to show us why we here, and to show us where we going to end up at. What is that, man? Well, you learn that, man, from eating from the king's table. So you can preach the good news about Jesus, man, and never know nothing about, boy, the good news about you. We've preached many sermons about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but how many sermons have you heard about your resurrection? We've been preaching many sermons to men, especially during the, what they call the Christmas holidays, and many stories about the birth of Jesus Christ and how he was born in Bethlehem and on that manger. We preach all kinds of sermons about that every season of the year. But how many sermons have you heard about your birth, your new birth? That the whole purpose for him being born into this earth was a means to an end. What? So that you can be born again. For a purpose, so that you can come back into God's original plan and purpose and destiny for your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what this thing is really all about. That's what your Bible is all about. That's the key to the Bible. Isn't that some keys to the kingdom? And that's a key to the Bible. What do you mean? There's a principle and law that opens up, man, an understanding of God's word to your life. That's a key to this word of God that we call the Bible. There's a key to the understanding of it. You just can't open that and go into that, man, and just read that, man, from your own, man. Philosophy and belief system. But there's a revelation to this word. There's a revelation to even what I'm saying. What you mean? That's why I say, well, God want to speak to you and want you to hear, not just hear what I'm saying, but he wants you to hear what he want to say to you about what I'm saying. Put your head in, man. You have more clarity. You have more understanding. You have, man, more revelation. Right. Because it'll be God speaking to you. And when he speak to you, even though you might not realize this, what I'm finna say, but when he speak to you, listen, this is a done deal. He can't alter the words that go forth out of his mouth. So if he say something to you, maybe you can take that to the bank. Now, a man can't say something to you, well, you know, his word is all in and blah, 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 blah. I ain't talking about man's word. I ain't talking about what we say to you. But when God speak to you, then you can know that you know that you know, boy, that's the word of the king. And what the king say, it's going to go. Whether you believe it or not, he's going to have what he say. And boy, when you can get the king to speak to you, when you can get an audience, man, with the creator, the Most High God. And listen, here's the good news. The good news is, boy, you can come boldly into that place. Everybody say, Jesus, say, I'm the way to that place. I'm the truth about that place. I'm the life about that place. Look at me, boy. I rule and reign over all the circumstances, situations, and symptoms that confront my life. The sick people come into my circle of influence, baby. They come to me, they get healed. The deaf come to me, boy, they start hearing. The blind come to me, they start seeing. The brokenhearted come to me, they start being healed. The ones who get captive into this world system, they come to me, they get set free. They come to me, man, they get, boy, the year jubilee. All those that come to me, you know, hey, I don't know, wise men turn away. All those that come to him, boy, found rest for their souls and entered into a rest, hallelujah. All those that came to him who were dead and trespassing in sin, he raised to life again. You're talking about, man, the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead physical. Man, let me tell you something. That's just a means to an end to show you, boy, I'm talking about, boy, your spiritual resurrection. You who were dead in trespassing and sin, has God, man, raised up, hallelujah, and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. What? Your resurrection. You and me who were dead and separated from God, because our sins have separated us from God, dead in trespassing and sin, has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Watch this. Far above all your principalities and powers and rules of darkness and wicked spirits in high places. That's the devil and all his demon cohorts from the top all the way down to the bottom. Hallelujah. Boy, Arthur, boy, I'm talking about. What are you talking about? I'm talking about kingdom living, man. The way God intended for boy, all his children to live. And this ain't just, man, for the Christians. This for the whole human race. We don't want to be like the Pharisees and Sadducees and thought, boy, you know, that they were something, man, you know, and they were more than all the other people, man. They wouldn't even fellowship with the other people, man. They call them heathens and everything else. No, baby, this gospel, boy, of the kingdom, man, is to the whole world. to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, to the Buddhists, to the Methodists, to the Christians, to the Hindus, to the Muslims, to the atheists, to whatever, to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. What's the good news? That you can come back into the presence of the Most High God, man, and live your life, man, from there. What you saying? That you can come back into the Garden of Eden. That you can come back into Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That life that Adam and Eve were living before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That you can come back into that life. Glory to God. What I told you, Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the way what? To death. I'm the truth about death. Glory to God. I'm the life about death. The light that I display on this earth, listen, I'm talking about all power and all authority, all principalities and power and dominion, even mankind's greatest enemy, man. They crucified him, glory to God. And baby, 3 days, he got up. Well, you know what that mean, man? That means death no longer have any power over mankind. Just like it didn't have no more power over him, then he broke the power of death over not only his life, but all our lives too. I told you, boy, I quoted it to you, boy. You who were dead in trespassing and sin has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all your principalities and powers, far above all men, everything that come against you, to stop you from more receiving your inheritance. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. His lifestyle, his way of living, is peace, is righteousness, is joy, is sovereignty, is dominion, is raw power, the Holy Ghost, your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. These devil don't, that's why he don't want you to come behind the veil. Because behind the veil, you get the gospel of all gospels. Listen, the Bible consists of a lot of good news. That's all gospel is good news. Got a lot of good news in the Bible. Got some bad news in there, too, but it got a lot of different good news. The good news about Jesus and what he did and everything else, how he died up on the cross and be saved through all that, that's gospel. That's good news. But I'm talking about a greater news even than that. Well, I ain't talking about what he did, but boy, what he said. That's why I say the devil don't ever want you to hear what he says. He don't ever want you to hear what God says. He don't mind you hearing what God says through the mankind. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, in time past, God spoke to us through the prophets. In other words, through his ministry. But in this day and time, he want to speak to you himself. Just like it was in Genesis chapter 1, man, and 2. He wasn't speaking to Adam and Eve, man, through no prophet, through no religious gathering. They didn't have to, man, work up no worship service and sing songs and have prayer meetings and all that. No, they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. Every day, 24-7. Constantly in the presence of the Most High God. Unbroken fellowship. Can you imagine that? But that's the theme of the Old Testament, the Bible, the theme of that is the restoration of that kingdom back on the earth. The restoration, man, of what God was doing from the beginning. From the beginning. I'm talking about his original intent and his original precept, his original idea, his original reason for what he did. Not just what he did, but why he did it. That's what made David and Solomon, man, some powerful men in the Bible. Why? Because they weren't going after things like what we do. They went after God and said, Lord, I want to know your precepts. I don't want treasures and silk and gold and fine houses and cars and all that, man, you know. I don't want to be, man, you know, all these other titles they give them under the king and all that. That's all good and dandy and everything else. But, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know what's in your heart and what's in your mind. I want to know why you created me. Why you created the earth? Why am I here? What's my purpose? What's the reason for my existence and my being here? Hallelujah. But they went out to wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And as a result of it, boy, they went after God. They went in like Adam and Eve were behind the veil. They wanted to get into the presence of the Most High God. They wanted to get into his mind, into his heart. They weren't just seeking his hand and what he could do for them. They wanted to know him. They wanted to know his character and his nature. Why is that so important, man? Because as you come to the knowledge of his character and nature, you'll come to the knowledge of your character and nature. Because you'll come to the knowledge that he created you just like him. And then we'll stop living like mere men and mere women and dying like mere men and mere women. And we'll be raised to a resurrection of life, too. And we begin to live, boy, not a crucified life, but a resurrected life. See, right now, the church trying to crucify, they live in a crucified life. They know Jesus and everything that he done, man, you know, while he was upon his earth, man, all the way up until his crucifixion, how he suffered and how, you know, he was rejected of men and all that, you know. That's the crucified life. And thank God for that, man. But let me tell you something. There's another life that we need to know about. What? That's the resurrected Christ. He ain't no suffering Savior no more, baby. He's a reigning king. Glory to God. Far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. I'm going to say that again. He ain't not no suffering Savior no more. He done suffered already, boy. Now he's reigning over everything. He done reestablished, boy, the God's kingdom back on this earth, and his rule and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and it's going to stand forever and ever and ever and ever. What are you doing now? Trying to bring you to the knowledge of that. Well, that knowledge is that, man, that's in the secret place of the Most High God. Whatever that, Arthur, that's back in, man, Genesis chapter 1 and 2, back into that unbroken fellowship that was available to us, man, in Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That world, that governing system, that pattern of operation, what God was doing, what his intent was, what his precept was, what his reasons for doing things, what his governing system, what he set up upon the earth. Not the governing system that mankind set up on the earth that we live in now that we've been born and trained and conditioned, man, to live according to. The Bible says now you can come to the knowledge of what? That even though you're in this world, even though you're in this arraignment, even though you've been born and conditioned to in there, you were born in sin, you're no longer of that world no more. Why? Because you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And ain't nothing because of what you've done. That's God's love for you. That's what God has done in Christ Jesus for you and I. What? Redeemed our life from the destruction that Adam plunged our lives into, this world that we live in here now, and restored back to us our sovereignty. What's that? Our dominion over the earth that God gave us, man, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let them have dominion over the whole earth. To restore back to us, boy, our identity, who we really are. Who, man, not just servants of the Lord, man, but sons and daughters of the Lord. Heirs of the kingdom of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Sons and daughters of the Most High God. Not just members of a church, but citizens of a kingdom. Glory to God. Not know any kingdom, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of him. Hallelujah. Not just religious figures and titles and all the names that we come upon them, men, apostles, prophets, popes, bishops, presidents, governors, senators, mayors, all that. No, I'm talking about, boy, ambassadors of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about Christians, man. I'm talking about, boy, ambassadors of Christ. I'm talking about kings and queens, rulers. To restore back to us, boy, that life, that identity, that message. What's that? That's the message that Jesus Christ was preaching. That, like I said in the beginning of this radio, that the devil, boy, has allowed through religion, man, to be hid in the graveyard of religion. He preoccupied, man, us with what we could do, man, in order to appease God instead of us coming into the knowledge of what God has already done, man. For us and what he want to do in and through us. What he want to do in and through us? He want to train us up, boy, so that we can go, boy, into all the world and let the world know that he was in his son, Jesus Christ, cooking mankind back up to himself, not only cleansing us from all our unrighteousness and dying up on the cross for our sins, that so that what purpose? So that we could get to the purpose for that word, that enabled us to be reconciled back to God, to become one with God again. We was once one with him, like I said, but we got separated from him. So he was then Christ Jesus reconciling the world back to himself, hooking us back up to himself. And that's the ministry that God, that Jesus Christ was preaching to the people. That the kingdom of heaven, that light that Adam and Eve man lost and they were living, I come to bring that back to the earth. I didn't come to bring the earth to heaven and try to get you to heaven. I come to bring heaven. Watch this here. I say this all the time on this broadcast. He came to bring heaven back to us. He didn't come to bring a religion to us, Christianity to us. He didn't come in as no prophet and none of all that. Boy, he came as a reigning king, glory to God. A king. A ruler. To what? To establish, boy, what? A kingdom. Let me say that in a better way. To reestablish a kingdom. What? The governing influence of a king over territory. What he come to reestablish? The governing influence of the kingdom of heaven, man, back into the territory that we live in called the earth. And gave that ministry to you and I to go into all the world and let the world know that. What? That you can come back into the presence of the Most High God without any sense of guilt or condemnation, knowing that your sins are washed white as snow. For what purpose, daughter? So that, boy, you can begin to grow in love with your Creator. Hallelujah. The Bible says God is love, and the object of love is to be loved. That's all he wants, boy. He just wants his children to love him. He just wants us, boy, to fellowship with him, and when we come into his presence, boy, they're just to grow in love with him. Just to love him with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul, and all that's within us, boy, to love him. That's his greatest desire from us, to love him. Hallelujah. Why? Because you say, if you love me, then you're going to keep my commandment. You're going to do what I say. And when you say commandment, I ain't just talking about the Ten Commandments, what he gave Moses. No, you're going to keep my original commandments. What? Be in my image and be in my likeness. And rule and reign over the earth. And subdue it. And replenish it. Make the whole earth just like this little Garden of Eden, this atmosphere and this environment that's in this Garden of Eden. Make that atmosphere and environment over all the earth. It's your territory. And when you do that, then earth will be a colony of heaven. It'll be on earth just like it is in heaven. Listen, when you as man, in your purpose, what? That's your purpose. To help what? To help God and reestablish his kingdom back on the earth. That's the purpose for the church. Not to have a good church and put good program together and seminars and conferences and praise and worship service and all that. All that's good and everything, Danny, but that is, listen, that ain't what this is about. It's about, man, going into all the world and, man, letting the world know, boy, the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. How God so loved the world, his arrangement, his pattern of operation, his cosmos, what he set up on the earth, first and foremost. What? The kingdom of heaven on earth and him and his personal relationship with his family of sons that was in Adam and Eve. That world that he lost. He loved that world so much, boy, that he come in and bring that world back. He come cleanse you up from all your sin and everything else so that you can come back into that world and that arrangement. Listen. Instead of trying to live your life, man, so that you can be saved, start living, man, your life right because you are saved. That's a different approach to the whole thing. You try to live right, man, so that you can make it to heaven when all the time, man, we're supposed to be living right, man, because heaven then came back to us. In a lot of cases, man, we're trying to get what we already have. You know why a lot of our prayers, man, seem to be unanswered, man? You know, because we asking God to do things, man, that he done already done. Instead of, boy, coming back into a boy and learning, man, from the presence of the Most High God, how to appropriate in our life what he done already done. Called the keys of the kingdom. Or the functioning principles of the kingdom. Or how to operate and how to live in the kingdom. Or the laws that governs the kingdom of God. God's way of doing things, the keys of the kingdom. How to unlock the door to peace. How to unlock the door to prosperity. How to unlock the door to joy. How to unlock the door to all the healing and health that's in the kingdom. To unlock the door to all the provisions that's in the kingdom. All that's in the kingdom. Everything that you have need of is in boy. Everything that Adam and Eve them needed, man, to fulfill man, God's purpose and destiny for their life was in that garden of Eden. Was in that in the kingdom, in the presence of the Lord, in that place. And it was only from that place could they fulfill their God-given purpose and destiny. Only from that place. You know why the race is like it is here now? Because mankind began to function outside of that place. They got put out of that place. And they came into it, man, the wilderness. And now they put out of that place the presence of the Lord, the atmosphere of there, the kingdom of heaven, over into a barren land. Well, the earth, what their responsibility was from that place, make the whole barren land, the wilderness, just like that place. Only way they could do that, make the whole wilderness, the whole earth, just like that place, they had to do that from that place. But now they out from that place, and they out in the wilderness, so they can't do that and make it on in that place, man, from the wilderness. That's impossible. They have no connection with that place no more. They had no connection, man, with the creator of that place no more. They separated, man, from God. They dead spiritually. Separated from God. And the purpose and the destiny and the fulfillment of God's purpose and destiny for their life. Separated from there. Into the wilderness. So it's impossible for you to carry out your assignment, man, from the wilderness. You got to get back into that place. That's why God came, boy, and did what he did. Why? So that you can get back, come back into that place and start living your life again from that place. Not living your life to try to get saved, man. Living your life because you are saved. Not living your life so that you can appease God and try to get things from God, but living your life, man, from a place that, boy, everything that God has provided for you is already your inheritance. And you start growing up in it, man, and learning how to obtain it and appropriate it in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God, I say. Glory to God. How to get what's already yours. How to have what's already ours. We'll stop trying to get what we already have and start having what's already ours. Where are you? From that place. That's why the devil don't ever want you to find, boy, come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. You don't mind you, man, you know, knowing the gospel of Jesus Christ. He just don't want you to come to the understanding and the knowledge and the revelation of what Jesus Christ was saying while he was up on his earth. So he'll preoccupy you with all that he did. So that what's hidden in all that he did, that he preoccupied the church with, is all that he said. So you don't know what he said. You know what he did, but you don't know what he said about what he did. That's what the Bible meant when God say, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, a lack of knowledge, man, of what he said. Why? Because that's the key to the whole scripture. What Jesus said. I told you the Bible said in time past he spoke to us through the prophets. But in this day and time, boy, he's speaking to us through himself, through his son. Who is that, boy? Jesus Christ. That's how he's speaking to us, man, once again, from his son. What he doing? He's speaking to oh, glory to God. He's speaking to us through his son. Hallelujah. What are you doing? He's speaking to us through his son. Glory to God. What are you doing? I say he's speaking to us through his son. Who is that? Jesus the Christ. That's why the devil they ever want you to hear, boy, what Jesus said. Rocco, you hear what Jesus said and come to the knowledge of what Jesus said, then you will discover, boy, a treasure that's hid in the field What treasure is there? The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's hid in the field. What's the field? The field is the whole word of God, from Genesis, man, all the way to Revelation. What's the treasure that's in the field? Man, what God said from the beginning. Not just in the beginning, but from the beginning. You know what God, what the difference between in the beginning and from the beginning? In the beginning is when God created heaven and earth. But I'm talking about, boy, from the beginning. What? When it was nothing, man, but God. And what God decided and what God wanted and what his original intent and everything was before it was a it or a there or when or where. Before it was a heaven or earth or mankind, boy. What was in his heart and what was in his mind? That which was from the beginning. That's what Jesus Christ come declaring unto us, and that's what this message, this radio broadcast is for, to declare unto you not only that was in the beginning. What that was in the beginning, that's Genesis 1 and 2. It say in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. That's his handiwork, but I'm talking about more the work that he was doing before he begun. That's why I say, boy, in the book of Isaiah, he said, fix this in your heart. I'm God. That's none like me. I finished before I start. First, in other words, let me say it in a different way. He decide what he wants first. And once he decide what he want, hey, boy, listen, boy, that's it. It's a done deal. Then he speak it. And when he speak it, hallelujah, it's a done deal. So the first thing he did was decide what he want. That's why the Bible said in Ephesians, boy, thanks be unto God who chose us. When in him, when before the foundations of the world, glory to God. And what did he choose before the foundation of the world? What was that was from the beginning? For the foundation of the world, what did he choose? That we should be holy, glory to God, and without blame, covered in his love. What he chose us from the beginning, that we should be holy and covered in his love. What he chose that we should be just like him and covered in his love. What do you mean? I'm talking about, boy, his love covers everything. Ain't nothing greater than this love. This love covers a multitude of sin. All the sin that's in your life, boy, this love for men supersedes all of that, go beyond all of that, bypass all of that, boy, and he just keep on loving you. Because I told you, he is love, and the object of love is to be loved. So he want to be loved, and before he can be loved, man, he got to first love us. And the only way he can love us like that, man, he got the first, let me say that again. In order for us to love him the way he deserved to be loved and want to be loved, he got to first love us. He got to love us first. He don't just expect us to love him and just start growing in love with him. No, he got to first love you. And he showed his love for us. Huh? That while we was yet in our sins, he hung, bled, and died. God so loved the world. What world? That arrangement that he set up, that governance system that he set up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that lifestyle, that way of living, kingdom life, kingdom living, boy. What he set up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, before he lost that because of Adam disobedience, he loved that world, that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that way of doing things. He loved that world so much that he came himself in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, and brought that world back. That was his ultimate goal, was to bring the kingdom back, to bring that world back, to get you back into his original plan and purpose for your life, that which was from the beginning. What was from the beginning? Hallelujah. He chose before the foundation of the world, what? That we should be holy. That's just like him. And without blame. There's no condemnation. Who? To those who are in him, to those who, men are in that secret place of the Most High God, who are becoming, man, in what he said. How they becoming that? By applying, man, the functioning principles. What? Well, you go into the presence of the Most High God and God speak to your heart, then you come out of that place, man, and you start saying, boy, what he say. Hallelujah. And when you start saying what he say, it don't manifest itself on the earth instantly, man. It's like sowing a seed into the ground. First thing come up is the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time, man. Hey, just because you don't see no manifestation, man, when you first start saying it, man, you got to understand the keys to this kingdom, man, how it functions. It's like I told you, the kingdom of heaven is like a soul who sows seed in the ground. The Bible says, then he go to bed. He know not how, but the earth bring forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time. That's a process. There's laws in this kingdom, man, that how it functions, man. And there's another law called the law of sowing and reaping. You got to sow the seeds of the word of God. Well, when you come out of that place, man, and hear what God say to you about what I'm saying and everything else, then you got to come out of that place, man, speaking that, decreeing and declaring that, applying that to your life, little by little by little, day by day by day. What you're doing, you're becoming then. That's your worry. That's your assignment. Become what? Become what God say about you. That's why he wants you to come into his presence so that, boy, you can hear what he say about you. And, boy, when you hear what he say about you, the good news that he say about you, who you really are, then you come out of that place, man, saying that too. And as you continue to say that, what you're doing, then you not only plant the seed, but you water in the seed. Hallelujah. How you water the seed, man? Listen, you don't just plant the seed and then just sit back and wait for it to grow. No, the farmer don't work that way. He plant the seed, and then he cultivate his field. He makes sure, boy, that he watch over his seed, man. He continue to water his seed. He continue, man, to put insecticides on all the adversities and bugs and weeds that try to come against it to stop it from producing fruit. You don't just plant the seed and just leave it there and expect it to grow on its own. No, you have to cultivate it. How you cultivate it, boy? When you go into the presence of the Lord and he speak the seed of his word into your life, and you come out of that place, man, hallelujah. What you doing? Watering that seed. What you doing? You meditating in that, and you speaking it too. It's just why Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. And as a result of that, I only do what I see my Father do. And guess what the result of that is? Then I'm going to have what my Father say, and I'm going to do, man, and manifest what my Father say I can do and manifest. Same way in your life. But that's a key in the kingdom. It don't just happen to us like ripe cherries falling out the tree. Hey, listen, you don't just get no good home, no good marriage and everything else just because that's in the Bible and everything else. Man, people, you know, we got to learn. Listen, the divorce rate in America, man, is 1 to 1. In other words, what is every 2 that get married, 1 get divorced. Why? Because, boy, we don't understand, man, how to function, man, in the laws of holy matrimony. And as a result of that lack of knowledge, man, of kingdom life and kingdom living, man, listen, all that's falling apart. Why? Because we don't understand, man, the keys of the kingdom. How come we don't understand the keys of the kingdom? Because, boy, we've been preoccupied, man, with the preliminaries, right? Having church. Instead of, man, you know, hey, going behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God and hearing from him and learning from him and growing from him. Therefore, man, you know, we've been preoccupied with the means, what? Having church. And we trying to help God, Jesus Christ, build a church. Jesus Christ, I don't need no help with you building a church. Jesus Christ, you have on the revelation knowledge of who I am and why I'm here and what I did and the purpose for it. Because of that, if you have an understanding of that, then I'm going to build my church. I don't need you to build my church. I'm going to build my church. How are you going to build your church? By coming, getting them into my presence and into the presence of the Father. Hallelujah. And from there, I'm going to build my church. But what you need the church to do, I need my church to help me, man, what their original purpose and intent was to, boy, establish God's kingdom on his earth. To establish, boy, the kingdom of heaven upon this earth. I need my church not to help me build the church. I need my church to help me, boy, reestablish and expand God's kingdom back up on the earth. That's the assignment of the church. That's the purpose for the church. To colonize earth with heaven, to make earth a colony of heaven. So that the same thing that's going on in heaven might be going on the earth. That's the church. That's the assignment of the church. Not to put on good programs and do good things in the community and all that. Yes, that's, don't misunderstand me, man. Yeah, that's all part of it, but the whole purpose of all of that and everything else is so that, boy, God's kingdom can be reestablished back up on the earth. So that man can come back into the presence of the Most High God. So that man can begin to grow his life, man, from that place. Living and walking and talking and growing in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Can you imagine that? That's the gospel of the kingdom. And the message board through this radio broadcast, boy, if you tune into this, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something else about this here. That's the last thing the devil ever wants you to come to the knowledge of, boy. So you do everything you can, man, to stop people from hearing this broadcast. How you say that, Arthur? Because I was listening. I told you I get bold in my voice. Let me tell you something. He hates this message. He don't ever want you to be able to go behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God. He wants you to always feel unworthy and always feel like you are sinning and always condemn you for your faults and mistakes and because of your weakness and inability and tell you how no good you are and how you ain't this and you ain't that and God can't use you this and God can't use you that. He'll plant all that into your heart and life and everything else. And all that's what purpose, but all depends to keep you from the knowledge that, boy, he's a liar and a father of lies. It ain't about what he say about you, boy. It's what God say about you. That's why he don't ever want you to hear, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. He don't ever want you to go behind a veil and hear what God say about you. So he'll give you his opinion about what God say about you. And it's going to always be negative. It's going to always be to kill, steal, and destroy. Homes, families, purpose, finances, health, peace, joy, sovereignty, dominion. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But baby, I was saying that the church, boy, is to destroy the works of the devil. That's why we go into the presence of the Most High God and grow from there. And come, we go in there like little bit of children. But the more you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and fellowship with him, then you grow up, man, from little bit of children to sons of God. That means mature in the things of God. And the Bible says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested. What that was, he was mature in the things of God. To do what? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? To get you out of the presence of the Lord, out of that secret place of the Most High God, out of the Garden of Eden, separated from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's his motive operandi. What's our assignment? To destroy the works of the devil. How you destroy the works of the devil? By exposing him. Isn't this how you catch a thief and get rid of a thief? You expose him. If you catch a thief, then he can't keep what he's been stealing from you. He got to give it back. How you expose him? By letting men in the world know, boy, that he's a defeated foe and his kingdom has come down and the sovereignty and dominion that God gave Adam in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that Adam in return gave over to the devil and the devil plunged our earth into what it is here now. That sovereignty and that dominion that God gave, that Adam gave the devil, Jesus Christ come and took it back from it and gave it back to who it rightfully belonged to. Who is that? You and I. So what purpose are there? So that you and I, man, can come back into the presence of the Most High God. So you and I can come back into the Garden of Eden. So you and I can come in behind the veil and fellowship, boy, with the Most High God ourselves without any sense of guilt and condemnation. Listen, that's the gospel of Jesus. That's the purpose for that. Well, that gives us the ability. What's the gospel of Jesus? His death and burial and resurrection and how he died for our sins. But that's a means to an end, what? So that you can come back into the presence of the Most High God. Don't let his death and burial and resurrection be in vain in our lives. That was for a purpose, boy, so that we can be reconciled back to our Father, back to our source. So it's just like taking a plant that's been separated out of the ground and then replanting it back into the ground so that it can, man, begin to grow again, begin to thrive again, begin to live again. What do you mean? Don't turn away from the invitation. What invitation? The golden scepter of righteousness. What's that, Arthur? That's God sitting at his throne in the holy place, in the kingdom of hell, and pointing unto every last one of us, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, the golden scepter of righteousness. What that mean? That mean, listen, boy, that's what the king have in his hand. What that is, that's his word of authority. That's his power of authority. And if he point that, you can't just go into the presence of a king. I told you that we know church protocol, but you don't know kingdom protocol. The only way you can go into the presence of a king, man, and be sitting on his throne, he has to point to you the golden scepter of righteousness. Even if you request to go before the king, you can make the request, except he point unto you that golden scepter of righteousness, you better not try to enter into that place. Where God, 2,000 years ago, ever since 2,000 years ago, ever since Jesus Christ came and did what he did and died upon the cross and rose from the grave, then man, God been pointing to every man, every woman, and every boy and every girl, what? That golden scepter of righteousness. Saying what? That you can come back into the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So that you can come back into that relationship that we lost in Adam. So you can come back into and grow from there and take your place, boy, where at, Arthur? At the right hand of the Father. Far above all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms in our lives here on this earth that come to steal, kill, and destroy, boy. Far above all of that. And man, instead of allowing all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms of this world to dictate to us, we flip the script, boy, and we start dictating to the circumstance, situation, and center. How we do that, Arthur? I told you, boy, when you come out of the presence of the Most High God, and when you can hear God speak to you, then you start decreeing and declaring, man, in your life, boy, what he say. And be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that's what he gonna reap. Hallelujah. What you mean? Whatsoever man say, that's what he gonna have. If you go around seeing, man, all the negative things that life, man, throws at you and the way that this world throws at you, then that's what you're going to have. How you change, man, all them negative things that life and circumstances and situations and symptoms of life throw at us that come to steal, kill, and destroy by, man, rooting up those seeds, rooting up those words, and, man, planting new seeds and new words for us. Instead of, man, saying what the circumstance, situation, and symptoms say and align our words up with it, begin the man to plant some different seeds. What? Begin to say to our circumstance, situation, and symptoms, what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, as we prepare to close this broadcast, because my time is up. Again, you know, we would like to know if this ministry is a blessing to your life. And that's what our prayer is, you know, that you come to the knowledge of that you know that we're the hope and purpose of this broadcast. And this broadcast is a blessing to you, to help you develop your personal relationship. Man, we would really like to know. It would bless us to know that we are blessed, because that's the purpose why God bless us, so that we can be a blessing. That's the purpose why God filled me with the knowledge of the will of his kingdom, so that I can in return, man, be a blessing. So if this radio broadcast is a blessing to you, well, then it would do us great joy and great, man, honor and peace to know that. You know. So if it is, even if you have to hit a thumbs up or a thumbs down, man, call us and let us know. Just give us a message and put a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. At the end of this broadcast, we're going to say it again. So I'm going to say it one more time. You know, 713-870-3776. You know, we would like to know if this ministry is blessing your life and helping empower you and drawing you into a closer relationship with our Father in heaven. It would bless us to know that. So we're asking you to let us know so that we can, man, continue to grow stronger in the things of God and the call that he has upon our lives. Again, our number is area code 713-870-3776. That's Arthur Delabelle with Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry. Hey, listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. We pray God best for your life. And all that he said about you is yes and amen. That it be in your life and your family, order, all of the blessings of the Lord that he's blessed you, that you receive in this life, also in that which is God's kingdom come in your life, God's will be done. Glory, that it is in heaven. We love you with the love of the Lord. What to come to you. Remember, call them, let us know.
Hi, this is Pastor Pastor Arthur LeVay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3773.